Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. In life, we often have expectations for how we want certain plans to work out in our lives. These expectations can help us plan with intention, but at the same time, whenever our goals and expectations seem to take a different direction or take longer than expected, we can start to feel like we should be further along by now. And at times, these feelings can remove us from the present moment. And before we even realize it, we're living for a future that hasn't even arrived. We start spending all of our time wondering about the outcome and what it will be without letting ourselves be fully in process in the present moment. I'm sure you've already heard the phrase, embrace the process, a million times. But what does that actually mean? After all, to embrace means to hold closely in one's arms, which in the literal sense is, of course, impossible, since a process isn't something you can physically hold. So how do we hold things in process? What does it mean to embrace the process? To embrace the process is to be present to the part of the journey you're on without letting past or future points on the journey hinder you. It's the act of being conscious of the fact that every day you wake up, you're entering into one part of a larger story that is still unfolding. And whether or not you feel aligned with a larger goal or a plan every single day, all day, or not, even when you're not thinking about it, just by being here, you're a part of something bigger. So may you never let society or individuals in your life cause you to think that you have to be actively working toward some larger goal in your life every single second of the day. It can be incredibly beneficial to plan, but it can be even more beneficial to be present to this very moment, whether or not you know what the outcomes will be. So here are some things you can still do in the present moment, no matter if it's attached to some larger goal or not. Here are 10 simple ways to embrace the process right here where you are. Number one, be kind to someone without worrying about the outcome. Number two, be kind to yourself, including all things, mind, heart, and body. Number three, take breaks without feeling bad about it. Number four, do small things that bring you joy. Number five, educate yourself and take action where needed. Number six, take naps where needed. Number seven, water the plants. Number eight, eat something delicious. Number nine, drink plenty of water. And number 10, stay curious. All of these things matter and have an enormous impact and value, whether you feel tethered to some big life goal or not. So whenever you start to feel discouraged about whatever you feel like you should be doing right now, just remember, in this very moment, you can water the plants of your life that need to be cared for and trust that it matters, even if you don't know the outcome. Right here, right now, you are free to embrace the process. You are free to trust that whether you have a goal or a plan for the future or not, whether you feel motivated to tackle your to-do list or not, you are free to pace yourself through this one day at a time. And every small action you take right here in the present moment matters and is a part of the bigger picture. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you embrace the process today? Thanks for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.